Good morning. A mostly clear and mild start to the day across interior New York and New England, although areas of fog did develop overnight, and the visibility could be a bit lower as we head through the sunrise hour in some spots, but the fog will tend to mix out during the early morning period, revealing a good amount of sunshine for at least the first part of the day today, and temperatures will climb off our morning lows and through the 60s and 70s and toward the 80-degree mark. Gradually, as we head into the afternoon hours, clouds will increase from the south and west as the remnants of Florence begin to make an approach into the region. There is the chance of a shower by the end of the day, primarily in the southern and western Catskills and the I-88 corridor, while the rest of the region will remain dry. As we get into the evening hours, the showers will continue to advance in our direction, turning into a steadier rain overnight tonight and overspreading just about all of interior New York and New England. The rain could fall heavily at times into the sunrise hour tomorrow. Overnight lows will stay in the 60s. As we get into the day on Tuesday, the brunt of the rain associated with the remnants of Florence will move through, and the rain will fall heavily at times across most of the region. There could even be a few thunderstorms around, which will only enhance some of the heavy rainfall throughout the day. Right now, it looks like this system will move fast enough and be out of the region by the end of the day on Tuesday, so we'll avoid a flood risk, although we'll continue to monitor the situation. In fact, if it moves quickly enough, we may even see some breaks of sunshine before the afternoon is through on Tuesday, with temperatures in the 70s. We'll dry it out on Tuesday night, and that will leave us with a pleasant day on Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds and a bit of a breeze. Highs will be back into the mid-70s, even lower 70s with a mix of sun and clouds as high pressure controls the weather into Thursday. The next front will make an approach by Friday with the chance of showers, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the upper 70s. Behind this front, a little bit more of a crisp air mass with mostly sunny skies on Saturday and Sunday. Highs will be in the lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, even as Florence weakens, heavy rain continues across the southern Appalachian Mountains, and it will elevate the risk for landslides in western North Carolina and southwestern Virginia today. Over the next 24 hours, Florence will move more progressively to the north, tracking west of the mountains and into the Ohio Valley. This more progressive track will lessen the threat for prolonged heavy rain. However, heavy accumulation resulting in flash flooding is still possible, especially along the western Virginia mountains and into eastern West Virginia, western Maryland, and southwestern Pennsylvania. Elsewhere, low pressure lingering near the Texas Big Bend region will continue to support showers and thunderstorms capable of producing locally heavy amounts of rain across portions of South and Central Texas today. At Mount Washington, 1/8 of a mile visibility in fog, 55 degrees with a west wind at 24 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 19 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 10 miles visibility in fog, 69 degrees, the dew point 65, 87% relative humidity, a south wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.14 inches, and it is falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, increasing clouds with a late day shower possible near 80. Boston mostly sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds, a late day shower possible with highs around 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 89 degrees, the low 63, the average temperature 76, that's 14 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.22 inches for the month, which is 42 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 27.48 inches for the year, which is 31 hundredths of an inch below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 72 degrees, the average low, 51. The record high, 89, set in 1942 and in 1886, and the record low, 32, in 1959. Sunrise this morning was at 6:37 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:01 p.m., 12 hours and 24 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Cloudy with rain moving in tonight, especially toward Glens Falls, lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds today with the risk of a shower by dark and highs near 80. Rain and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, areas of fog in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 70s. Rain and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds today with the risk of a shower by dark and highs around 80. Rain and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds today with the risk of a shower by dark and highs around 80. Rain and possibly a thunderstorm tonight with areas of fog, lows in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain, perhaps a thunderstorm, some heavy rain possible in the mid-70s, a mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday in the mid-70s, partly sunny on Thursday, lower 70s. On Friday, a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of showers in the upper 70s, followed by mostly sunny skies on Saturday in the lower 70s, and a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 70s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.